Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Preparing orchids for winter can be tricky because there are so many variables in keeping them healthy and happy. I'm Lisa Hilgenberg of Chicago Botanic Garden with your gardening tips for the week. Orchids grow more slowly in the winter, so backing off on the amount of water they receive and using half doses of fertilizer is important. A period of dry rest is necessary for many orchids in order to set buds and flower. Seasonal species like Cattleya produce buds in cooler indoor temperatures. Vanda and Phalaenopsis orchids are temperature sensitive and cannot survive if household temperatures are kept too cool. The gray days of winter are shorter and darker, so it may be necessary to use a grow light to provide supplemental light. Ideally, orchids receive 14 hours of light per day. If orchids grow on the windowsill, remember that too much sun can burn the foliage. Take care to move orchid back away from the window glass on the coldest winter days. More tips are online at wbbmnewsradio.com/audio. I'm Lisa Hilgenberg for News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.